We'll go into the Word.
И сегодня
Today,
я буду говорить, наверное,
speak to you about probably,
больше, наверное, это будет
like
учение.
Teaching.
Проповедей у нас достаточно.
We have plenty of sermons.
Я просто думал немножко сменить
And
формат
I
на,
want to change
может,
my,
сегодня хотя бы.
Format
это будет,
for
естественно,
today.
Вещи, которые Господь давно говорил мне.
Has been speaking to me for quite some time
и
now.
Я не чувствовал,
And
время должно быть правильное, чтобы высвободить некоторые вещи. И теперь
right now,
я чувствую, что могу высвободить эти вещи, поэтому сегодня просто приготовьтесь слушать. И приготовьтесь учиться, взять что-то в свою жизнь. Я поделюсь, наверное, одним из методов, методом реформации, тем, что происходит сейчас вокруг нас. Некоторые люди задают вопросы, что это, как это, и я верю, что Бог будет давать возможность идти в разные части, как это происходит, может быть, механические какие-то вещи, которые очень необходимы и важны в наше время. Итак, тема моего учения сегодня называется «Идея».
Идея.
Вы знаете, тема будет очень необходима тем, кого Бог призывает быть служителем и лидером, тем, кого Бог призывает, чтобы совершить что-то великое на этой земле. Совершить что-то, может быть, не настолько огромное,
so
может быть
grand,
огромное, может
grand.
Быть ты должен принести реформацию в какую-то сферу,
sort of
может быть ты должен принести изменения или революцию в какую-то определенную сферу жизни. Итак, дорогие, сегодня
so,
я просто поделюсь этими моментами. Если вы вникали в жизнь многих великих людей, которые когда-либо или что-либо поменяли, принесли на эту землю реформацию или революцию, их всех от остальных отличало одно уникальное качество, которым не обладают все остальные. Послушайте, это умение донести информацию или идею массам.
To the masses.
Знаете ли вы,
Do you know that,
что если ты не будешь способен донести откровение, которое Бог дает тебе массам, ты ничего не достигнешь. Понимаете, что я говорю? Я сегодня буду говорить к людям повзрослее. Это будет более направлено на то, чтобы учить, на то, чтобы дать тебе некоторые ключи к тому, как высвободить твое откровение. Некоторые люди, не понимая, получают откровение и сразу рвутся в бой. Как мы знаем, как быстро они наказываются.
How fast Amen. They fall. Amen.
Я вам немножко расскажу,
I will tell you a little bit today how
Бог открыл
God
мне много
revealed
лет
to me many years ago what you have to do
и как,
and how right now everything is happening around Transformation Center, how all of it is growing, why
it is going with this emotions
and storms and hate and love and everything else. Today I will share with you some keys of how to achieve this. And so just get ready today just to absorb the teaching, to understand. If God has invested something into your life, something big, something grand, you have to understand that sometimes, you know, often people die. They just put down their weapons, not because they have wrong revelation, but because they have wrong methods of carrying that revelation, delivering it. You know how the devil lied to masses of people that I know personally, some of them, that received great revelations. Some of you have them right now in this building. Some of you have these revelations, and today I want to reveal to you certain keys to how to achieve masses with this revelation. If God
has
prepared some of you to achieve something in your life, you have to
serious.
My family, all those that are listening and watching that are here, you have to possess this key. If you will not possess this key, your revelation will be equal to your home. It will go as far as your home group. It's not going to go further than your family. You will not be able to carry your revelation, even if it is very serious and very important.
Сразу хочу определиться с терминами реформации.
I want to explain to you the terminology Reformation and Revolution. Right away, I'll say that these are two out of my three most favorite words. Another, my favorite word is transformation, and the three words that I absolutely love. I don't know, probably because I was born upon this earth to change something, and I know my calling. And it's not pride; it is knowledge of who you are, and that's it. Simply as that. You know that there, you know what pride is. Pride is jumping into what is not yours, to be where you're not supposed to be, and to present that which is not yours. That is pride.
Well, the facts
state that we simply know who we are. Terminology, reformation, reforming, or in the root, to change something. So, understanding laws and so on. Reformation. You are in a structure, and you have to change something. It's called reformation. Revolution, it is more of a serious terminology, because that means taking down some sort of authority. It is a change of laws, of movements, and of the government. And we understand what revolution is, because we were born in a country that was that had a revolution, a very serious revolution. And it was not a good thing for us. We understand what it is. So, reformation does not come because someone has nothing to do. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't happen. Someone has nothing to do, and he just sat down and said, well, let's make up something. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. It will not happen. Today, I want to explain to you, to reform something in the root, you have to become that idea that you are reforming. Sometimes, people, by killing a human being, they thought that they killed that idea because it was going through that person, but that person was very wise, and we'll go through certain stories, Bible stories, and our civil stories in our time. They were not able to do it. Why? Because information, idea was out there. You understand what I'm saying? And many people were died. I mean, they were killed. They died. But the first thing that the devil tries to do is stop the flow of information or idea that God gave you. Second, if he was not able to stop it, is to dirty it. Just drop that spoon of poison into the bucket of honey. And that's so we have to understand what God gave us and protect it. So, my beloved, reformation does not come because someone has nothing to do and he tried to do a revolution. No, opposite. Revolution and reformation comes into those areas where there is lack and no longer useful. Never. You know that this country was born upon revolution and reformation. United States of America that we live in, it was a part of people that renounced to live a certain way. They selected for themselves a new land, and then in the root they changed everything from beginning to the very end, from constitution to speech, and they've done certain bad things, and I can understand them. They've changed kilos into pounds and kilometers into other. That is why sometimes we are a little bit confused with these numbers, those of you that are recently here. It's somewhat confusing with numbers and with weights. But that's how it happened. This country is so
была ненавистна к тому, что происходило, они решили изменить
so
корни все.
Did not like what was happening back where they were from, so that's why they decided to change everything. And they have achieved it.
Reformation,
revolution comes into a place where things are no longer active, where people no longer want to live the way they did. Reformation and revolution comes into a place where something is old and is no longer useful, and there will be always someone there that will feed off of that and will resist it. So, if some of you think that you can remain standing, no one. When a true reformation and revolution comes, you only have two chances and two sides where you can be. Isn't it so? You have no other choice. You cannot be in the middle and say, I love everybody. It does not happen that way. You will either be on one side or in the process or on the other side. So, from the very very beginning,
I
could not understand what I was doing many years ago,
when
nothing was known,
when
we were gathered in a small room. Holy Spirit told me, take with you a small recording,
like
a player, and write down everything that I'm revealing. Number one, if some of you, again, I'll say, I'm teaching, that's why I give you keys. If some of you are born to carry a revelation, write everything down that God gives you. Write down everything.
You know,
in a notebook or electronically with your phones or your computers, and also when you speak about it at your home groups. Right now I'm talking to my team. Say it while recording it onto a small player. Second thing, God clearly told me, you have to carry this to the masses.
First,
it sounded funny. It looked funny because upon our website, maybe 10 people would visit it in about a month. 10 people would visit. And these 10 people were a part of the church where I'm preaching. For others, it sounds like it's funny, but I'm sharing with you keys
that
accelerated. Imagine if I did not listen to God many years ago. Right now, none of this would happen. What is happening now? I'm sharing keys with you, ideas of reformation and revolution. The Holy Spirit clearly told me,
yeah,
I have filled you with my word,
but
a revelation is important, but it is also important to carry that revelation to the masses. If you will not do that, you will never be able to be who God has called you to be. So, my beloved, all of your revelations, please write them down, and if you speak about them, what's the big deal? Just press the button and record what you're saying. Number two. You have to have a method of carrying this information to the masses. God will place different people in different areas. I'm not sure where, but I'm talking not only to those that are in this room, but also to those that are watching and listening. Some people can walk 10, 20, 30 years by carrying great revelations, and no one knows them. Only by one reason, because no one heard their revelation. So, beloved, remember this revolutionary as, for instance, Moses. Moses, he was a revolutionary. I'm not kidding.
If you
look at what is a revolution, Moses fits into that criteria, into the status of a revolutionary, a person that brought total chaos and downfall into that government where he was to reform it,
into
the place where people of Israel were. He let them out, and everything was totally changed. So Moses, he was a revolutionary, an individual that brought an idea, and also he was able to bring this idea to more than 2 million people. If some of you think that this is maybe not so important, you are mistaken. This message is very important. It's a big key, and it's a physical key through which the spiritual information shall flow. If the devil will be able to stop these things, he will be able to stop your move and the revelation God has placed inside of you. But right now, some don't understand. I think that this happened by accident. Some write and say, oh, this was all done on purpose. It was a strategy.
Шаповала
is everywhere.
And I said,
I come in agreement with you, the other category of people. Yeah, because it was done by a revelation that I have received from God Himself from the very beginning to put out everything. And now you will see us by accident. But write any name that has to do with God, you will get onto us. You know why? Because information, there's so much information. Hundreds of sites are carriers of our information.
It is so,
such a movement, and I'm thankful to God for that. You know, it has grown so much that it is practically impossible to stop it. You cannot stop it no more. Give God glory.
Я могу сидеть, загорать на солнышке, кататься на своем мотоцикле по водичке. Мы с вами понимаем, что мы можем сидеть, жарить сосиску на костре, и в это время информация меняет жизни. Дорогие мои, beloved, если кто-то из вас будет мудр и поймет, что не ты меняешь жизнь, не ты реформирует информацию. Кто-то берет для
тебя.
I'm speaking to those that are till this day cannot conquer small things.
And you'll say, God, what should I do? Right now I'm answering your questions. This way, tell me, who took over in Russia? Was it Lenin? Information.
Идея захватывала зимний. Аминь. Идея, которая изменила тысячи, миллионы людей, она
Information was the one that took over. Lenin was sitting there and drinking tea with sugar. Amen?
He was
sitting there with his hat in his hand.
And people say that
some of the information wasn't true. He never rode upon the tank. They didn't have tanks back then. What is that? Beloved,
мы с вами понимаем ключи, что происходит. Происходит. Некоторые люди, у них есть настолько мощная идея, но они не понимают донесения и методы идеи.
The method of carrying that idea, no matter where I come, everybody heard, everybody knows and understands.
And I already have
big friends everywhere. And big enemies as well. You understand what I'm saying?
Tell me, what
do I know all of them? Did I tell about myself? I personally sat down and talked to them one and one what God has placed inside of me? No.
I don't know any of them. I
masses, thousands of people, I don't know them. And maybe I'll never know them.
What makes
this change? It's information and idea.
Сейчас некоторым из вас Бог будет открывать очень серьезные вещи.
Some of you God will reveal very serious things. At the time when while I'm speaking, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to do. I know that.
Я так движусь.
That's how I move.
Бог говорит мне одно, через меня говорит именно это, и ты получаешь свой поток информации, который Бог говорит, что ты делал.
That God tells you what to do.
Скажите мне, дорогие.
Tell me, beloved.
Без рекламы.
Without advertisement.
Было ли бы что-то, двигалось ли бы что-то на этой земле?
Would something move upon this earth?
Да никогда.
Never.
Никогда.
Never.
Поэтому
that is why
мы с вами должны понять этот очень серьезный ключ.
Very serious key.
И христианство
and Christianity
вообще не понял,
totally
что именно
get
это
it, that
им
that
нужно
is
делать.
What we have to do.
Писать,
write,
писать,
write,
говорить
speak,
и говорить,
and speak
пока
some more,
это не набьет
until
волну. И это начинает набирать волну,
bigger and bigger.
Очень серьезную волну,
very serious
очень серьезную
move,
волну
very serious wave
и очень серьезнейшую волну участия
of,
и жажды перемен. Дорогие мои,
beloved,
я хочу объяснить вам именно тот ключ, который я ранее не мог поделиться, но сегодня я поделюсь
before,
этим, потому что я чувствую, что церковь и те, кто слышит меня, подросли для того, чтобы взять это. Для кого-то это покажется не духовной темой, пожалуйста, пастор, вернись, в прошлый раз было
pastor,
так хорошо, а я тебе говорю,
sayings, so
что если ты не поймешь то, что я тебе
this,
говорю, все твои духовные темы никуда дальше твоего дома не пойдут. Аминь?
They will not go further than your house. Amen?
Хорошо.
So,
итак, также есть негативная форма донесения информации. Вы знаете, что дьявол использует те же самые ключи и методы. Все согласны с этим? О, дорогие мои, если бы вы знали, как дьявол понимает это. Сатана — это первое. Скажите мне, без информации можно было бы увлечь третью часть ангелов?
Would he be able to take the third of angels with him?
Они просто, ну, пойдем за Люцифером.
They were just like, oh, let's find Lucifer.
Информация разошлась. Information spread out. Мы не знаем, сколько.
We don't know
Мы знаем,
how,
что это может исчисляться в миллиарды.
We just know that this could be billions of people. Maybe that's how it was. God did not create 150 angels. Amen. He created, I'm sure, it was
кем? То есть это такие массы
masses, infinity of angels, and everything else, all these spiritual beings that God has created, there's tons of them.
Так, дорогие, мы so, понимаем, что сделать даже ту революцию,
to create that revolution that the devil has created, you need to carry information and you need to be able to carry this idea to the masses. And we understand. Remember the 12 guys that were sent into the lands that were sent out by a revolutionary Moses. Tell me, my beloved church, what did the 10 of them do? Hello.
Они принесли
They brought
не ту информацию.
Wrong information, isn't it so?
Вот почему церковь,
That is
команда,
why church, the team,
должны оберегать от неправильной информации.
From wrong information.
Потому что неправильная
Because
информация
десяти
из двенадцати
соблюдателей
остановила и уничтожила целое поколение. Вы понимаете? Дорогие, послушайте
Beloved,
меня
listen.
Очень внимательно, потому
very
что то, что я говорю,
what I'm saying
это
right now, it is in the Bible,
от начала
from the very beginning
до самого
to the
конца.
Very end.
И если этот
And
ключ,
this
этот
key,
якобы
this
не очень духовный
so
ключ,
key,
поток информации, распространение идеи, движение, ты никогда, вы знаете что, другими словами,
words,
ты должен взять себя и умножить себя на миллион.
By millions.
Как ты это сделаешь?
How will you do that?
В наш век
in our age of information,
радио,
you have radio, TV,
у тебя есть
интернет, you have internet,
газеты,
you have newspapers,
книги,
books,
печатный материал,
many different
массы
things,
любых
blogs
источников.
And whatnot, masses of things you could do, and there's
more
and more and more of them are being opened up. And we have to understand this is the way, the key, to carry that revelation that you have.
Итак, дорогие,
so, beloved,
that's
why Jesus said,
Итак,
so, Go.
Amen?
Isn't it so? Amen.
Сказал,
He did not say, sit there,
вот
and masses will come to you.
Сказал,
he said, go and do what? Preach what? In other words, he said, go and spread my information. I am rephrasing my words. Jesus' words. Jesus himself. He was a person of revolution. He created the biggest, the most awesome revolution upon this earth.
Полностью.
Totally.
Он изменил
He
все. И теперь
And
от
now,
того,
because,
насколько мы с вами донесем эту информацию туда, будет важно изменение жизни.
You know, and lives will
так,
change.
Дорогие,
so,
скажешь,
beloved, you'll say, oh, they know everything. They don't know nothing. They don't know anything. You have to speak and speak and speak some more until
what
God said to you will not. Start to move. Otherwise, God did not tell you anything. In other words, if you say, oh, I'm tired. I cannot do this anymore. That means that is not yours. That means God never gave birth to you for this reason. Because the ones that God gave birth to change something upon this earth,
to
reform something, they will not be able. Remember Ezekiel? He had fire. Jeremiah, he had fire. Within his bones. And we understand that. What is that? That speaks about that God told you something. Now it's part of you.
And now,
rain, snow, heat, I cannot not say this. Oh, just have wisdom. Have wisdom. Beloved.
Печатайте, выставляйте, заполняйте своими откровениями
And write down your information and revelations upon the internet.
Бог мог,
God,
если
my
Бог
God, if God gave you something for a change, first of all, it's not
going to
bring division. We all work for the same kingdom. Some people might not understand. They, you know, they advertise their name. God will not let that happen. That's why God does not give glory to that. In other words, those that have taken what belongs to God and advertise it as his ministry, God will not give his glory to anyone. somebody right here. But if you praise him, the one that praised him, he praises as well.
So,
beloved, we have to understand this turn of events. Some people hustling the progress and success, and every year their ministry gets bigger and more influential. Why? Because you have taken his idea. Because he has created you to be his idea, and you have no other chance
but
not to speak about this. You will speak about it, no matter what. You will say this. You will not be able to stay quiet and live otherwise. Also, remember Abisalom.
The
Bible is full of examples. Who remember David's son, Abisalom?
Который повис на дереве за волосы, и три стрелы
были вонзены в сердце.
Дорогие, почему он так
умер?
Потому что Авессалом, я не буду открывать эти места из Библии, вы все это знаете, мы просто ссылаемся на слово. Мы с вами понимаем,
we understand that Absalom is that individual that when everybody was going to the king, remember? He said,
и вы знаете, написано, and it is written in the word that this was
happening for quite a while.
Это настолько for some time,
masses of people went through.
He was placing information every single time. Если бы я был царем,
if I was king, I'd listen to all of you. If I was this, if I was, and then all this information,
одним нажатием
by pressing one button by
Absalom,
listen here,
свержен был Давид.
King, David was taken down. Who? Anointed man of God was taken down by who? By wrong information. Because someone, that is why every one of you who is here is a part of this church. You have to protect the doors, spiritual doors of the church. Amen? And every negative lies, every evil thing. You know what? We had plenty of people that say, if it was me, we know what we're saying. Beloved,
we have to protect the center from negative flow of information.
David did not do that, and God made it this way because there was a lot of cursing in there.
But what we're saying right now,
what are we talking about? What Absalom did does not change the picture. David was taken down for a short period of time, but he was left without the throne. Why?
Because
he did not pay attention to the thief that went into his own house. He did not see that which was moving towards him for destruction. Or he was busy, or he didn't have time, or whatnot. Maybe he didn't have a team that could watch over that. Something was missed. And revolution and reformation, even negative, in a negative way, it does happen where something is missed by ministers.
Amen?
Even there, where it shouldn't happen, where some sort of horrible things are not supposed to happen, and they happen only by one reason, only because something has to be changed, and the minister or leader does not change. He is dried up. He has got glued to that place, and the team says, pastor, we have to change it, and pastor might not listen. And we remember how the son that was born after Solomon, remember Adonis, he was very foolish after the very...
Adonia, да, у него сын был?
Was it... He was older than Solomon.
Стоп. Да, Адония. Послушайте меня.
Адония.
Адония старше Соломона,
he was older than
который
Solomon.
Должен быть занять престол.
He was supposed to take the
помните,
throne.
Что произошло?
Remember what happened?
Поток информации пошел по
Израилю, went over Israel,
что Адония воцарился.
Помните,
что сделал Соломон, мать его, и там еще
mother,
несколько человек? Моментально,
right away,
не теряя
right away,
ни секунды,
not wasting a second,
они забегают и отсекают поток информации. Если бы они это не сделали, плакал и Давид,
David
и Соломон.
Solomon would be crying as well.
Бог просто сказал,
David,
быстро,
said,
остановись.
Quickly, stop it.
Дорогие мои, вот
beloved,
что такое
this
поток
is what
информации.
Flow information is. You understand what I'm saying?
И мы с вами понимаем. Второе, вернемся назад. У него был сын после мудрейшего, восстает мудрейший. И когда ему говорили, не делать, не делать, он говорит, если бы ты это сделал, твой престол бы утвердился, а так он
будет.
И глупый сын Соломона теряет царство.
And this son of Solomon loses the kingdom and it is split up into many parts. And we understand why this happens, because someone did not want to listen to the words of wisdom.
Кто такой революционер или реформатор?
A revolutionary or reformator.
Это человек, находящийся в той или иной структуре или системе, который производит революцию или реформацию изнутри.
From the inside, you hear me?
Невозможно революцию произвести снаружи. Она не может произойти.
To make a revolution
on the outside. Другими словами, если революция происходит снаружи, это просто война.
If a revolution is on the outside, it's war.
Революция
и реформация
всегда
происходят изнутри. From the inside, those people that knew the system and that were tired of what was happening.
Moses,
even though he came from there where God was preparing him, he was born in the very center of Egypt. He was fed by the hand that he was going against them. He was brought up and he knew the system of Egypt, so then destroyed it. He was from the inside. Martin Luther, remember the German reformer, he is an example of all the examples. He was a person, an individual that dedicated his whole life to be a Catholic. He renounced everything, and those that know his biography, you know these things.
But time,
a very unique moment came when he studied everything and said, that's it. Again. Revolution from the inside. And he starts writing these different theses. He would nail them to the doors of the churches, ministers that lived in his house, in their houses. And he would nail these ideas. And they were spreading. And we have to understand that you do not do it. What does it is what God has placed on the inside of you. If some of you have noticed these things,
I
don't do quite a lot physically, but I do a lot through the flow of information.
Поэтому,
and that is why when I said something here or in Portland, maybe it's not that big of a crowd or mass of people. Not that big.
Тем,
if you take that with the other people that listen all over the world. They listen live feed from the radio and they also watch it on the web. It is going to go even further. They will spread it out to others. Beloved, you have to make it this way that you can be multiplied by thousands, 5,000. This way,
it will be impossible to stop.
And you know what happens right now? People that don't want or hate what we did, they do not battle me.
Stop.
They battle with my influence and my information on their territory. Isn't it so? Listen to me very carefully. Some of you think that it just happens for no reason. I tell you this. That is a strategy that has been planned many years ago for his word and for this reformation to come into our Christianity. And if a drop will keep falling on the same spot, it will make a hole in the rock. That's what it means, a flow of information. Communists were able to use this in a professional way. Isn't it so? The best. We have the best. No.
Кроме бомбардировщиков и танков,
besides tanks and bombs, we have nothing better.
Ну, может, что-то уже появилось.
Maybe now there is something.
Возьмешь электронику.
Why don't you take electronical equipment? Lord have mercy.
Мы можем сделать ракету, которая облетит планету. Мы не можем радио сделать.
The whole world, but we can't make a radio.
А магнитофон?
How about a stereo?
Это вообще кошмар какой-то.
That is horrible.
Наши магнитофоны, помним?
Do you remember our stereo?
Боже мой, он делал все.
He did, that Sarah did everything.
Он ел кассеты.
He would eat the tapes up.
Он уничтожил... Он... Этот магнитофон делал все, но только не то, что надо.
Besides what it's supposed to.
Смотрю, думаю, ну,
I watch this and I'm thinking, why is it that he's singing faster, spitting faster?
Хотел,
apparently, the stereo wanted me to listen to that song faster. You're pressing play, and then my favorite song is like going twice as fast. What is that?
А вот магнитофон весна,
stereo, that's called spring. It wants to play everything fast. No matter what we take, for instance, I'm not even talking about the cars. I'm staying quiet. That's it. Painful subject.
Бог мой!
Oh, my Lord.
Она делает все.
Does everything.
Но только не то, для чего машина должна
Besides, what the car is, you know.
Она пищит, шипит, взрывается, ломается.
It's exploding.
Прямо люди выезжают со стоянки, стреляли у нее, летит.
From the parking lot, where it's still 0 miles and everything is falling apart. So our Russian people would not forget their tools.
Чтобы руки всегда были смазаны солидолом.
So hands would always have black soot on them. So you'd never forget all these tools and what they're for.
Hallelujah. И нам с вами вложили
And we have been invested with this idea.
Вложили идею, что самое лучшее
the best
имеем мы.
We have the best.
Самое прекрасное
the most
имеем
wonderful
мы.
Things we
самое
own.
Лучшее всего имеем мы.
We have it.
Советский наш
USSR.
Союз. Дорогие мои, ладно,
Never mind that.
Мы понимаем,
Let's forget
что
that.
Мы
we understand that.
И вы помните,
we
что, сделал,
minds,
что сделала именно наша коммуна? Советская
commune,
Красная Армия.
Our red,
Она сделала
army
все
has
возможное,
done.
Чтобы любой поток информации был
anything,
остановлен.
So any flow information would
Они
be
перехватывали
радиоволны,
would, вы помните?
The,
Если кто-то хотя бы за 30 здесь, вы знаете,
If some of you that are over 30 here, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Бог мой.
Oh, my Lord.
Они делали
They would
все,
do anything
все,
and everything
все возможно,
possible
чтобы перехватить информацию,
to steal information,
потому что они знали,
because they knew as soon as this information goes in,
изменится все.
Everything will change. And what happened in the early 90s?
Без единой бомбы
without a single bomb,
был разрушен Могучий Советский Союз.
You know.
Угадайте, чем он был разрушен?
Guess what it was destroyed by?
Oh, некоторые не поняли.
Some did not understand. It was destroyed by information.
Информация.
Information.
Только
Only
информация. Вошла
информация. Went in,
что мы можем жить
that we can live
свободно.
Free.
И можно
and
в Германию.
You can go and visit Germany.
Не всем.
Not for everybody. Because if they will allow everybody to go,
знаете,
you know what's
going to
happen with our big and great country over there. They'll all be gone. Besides this old grandma that has no money to buy a ticket. And she's used to her cow. So we understand these things. Information changes everything.
Как ни странно, но все вокруг движется чьей-то идеей.
It's strange, but everything is moved by someone's idea, isn't it? So ideas.
Ты сидишь сейчас
You're sitting
на
right
стуле.
Now upon a chair.
Объясни мне,
explain
почему?
To me why?
Раньше была идея
Someone
лежать на
had an idea
ковер,
to lay upon a rug. Remember, you throw a carpet or a rug
Кто-то
and just lay.
Сказал, сидеть
said,
удобнее.
It's way more
почему?
Comfortable to sit. Why?
Потому что когда ты
Because
сидишь долго
sitting,
на ногах, попа не
upon your,
you're
ноги sitting on your behind,
циркуляция
you get numb, your circulation
И ты понимаешь, что отсидел одну ногу,
sitting,
ты сидишь на второй, и процесс продолжается
leg,
дальше. На стуле сидеть
so
удобнее.
It's way more comfortable
сказал,
to sit upon the chair.
Делаем
стулья. That's it. We're making chairs. Someone
вот
might have said,
вижу,
you're an idiot. He says, I see everybody sitting upon chairs.
Прошло пару сотен лет.
Couple hundreds of years go by.
И все сидят на стуле.
And everybody's upon a chair.
Даже в машине.
Even in the car.
Ну что бы не лежать?
Why not lay
Нет,
down?
Мы сидим на стуле.
No, we are in the chair.
А в самолете?
How about
Тоже
in a plane? Again, we're in a chair.
В поезде на стуле.
Also in a train. Everywhere. You're at home, you're in a chair.
Мотоцикл тоже.
Motorcycle also is kind of like in a seated position. It's more comfortable.
Циркуляция по всему телу. Нет,
Circulation goes, no.
Чё сидим?
Why are we sitting? We're sitting.
Мы на своем мотоцикле водном на джетске.
On jet ski, you know, why am I sitting?
Чё, стоять нельзя?
I couldn't стоять?
Нет, сиди.
No, так you have to sit. It's comfortable that way. An idea that changed everything.
Слушай, дорогой
Listen,
мой, у тебя есть идея?
Do you have an idea?
А шо це?
What is that?
Некие такие лица, знаешь.
Some people have these funny faces.
idea.
Бог дал ли тебе что-то?
Did God give you something grand?
Дорогие мои, а я вижу.
I see, beloved. I see a generation of His glory. You hear me?
А я вижу полную и тотальную реформацию в христианстве.
Great revolution in Christianity. I see.
И я вижу церкви не мертвые, а полные жизни,
full of life,
полные славы,
full of glory.
Чудеса и знамения, которые мы видим с вами, люди забудут,
right now,
потому что придет такой уровень славы, что все будет поглощено Богом.
Will be just taken over by God. But I have
у меня есть мечта.
I have a dream.
И у меня есть очень серьезный инструмент.
I have a very serious way of bringing this information. This is what changes lives, isn't it?
Ты даже хочешь свой маленький бизнес уже раскрутить?
You know, promote your small business.
Карпет стелить.
Laying of a carpet. Small business. Laying carpet. And you poor guy, you're running around and you make business cards.
Вася Попкин.
Vasily, professional.
Зачем тебе это надо?
Why do you need that?
Ты просто иди,
just go and just lay the carpet. No.
Нужна информация.
You need information.
Нужна идея.
You need an idea.
На карточке у тебя идея и информация.
Cart. You have your idea and an information that you lay carpet.
Информация.
Information. Here is my phone number.
Куда ты денешься?
Where are you going to go without
this? Ты даже в земных вещах не
обойдешься. Even in these earthly things, you cannot make do without them. Where was Jesus going? What did he do first? He sent two of his disciples that would go and say that Christ is coming. And they'd also do signs and wonders as well, but they would say, hold on, the one that is coming, he is coming, he has taught us in the whole city.
Без телефона.
Without phones.
Без email.
Without email.
Без CDs.
Without CDs.
Без информации той, которую мы с вами имеем вообще. То, что мы имеем, они не имели ничего.
They had none of that. Zero.
Голуби. Нет, извиняюсь, это было что-то уже.
They didn't have doves, you know.
Естественно.
That was something supernatural. Remember carrying pigeons? Remember, within our time, it's like text messaging.
Раз, оба, и получилось.
And there is that. Carry your pigeon.
Это
broad information.
Ну, тогда это видно. Это возможность имели только, знаете, там.
You know who had that ability?
Привилегированные люди там.
Big people
знаете,
in the kingdom. But simple people just had to walk around, knock on the doors, and just call each other
методом.
In the simple method.
Метод информации
method of information
не задерживается только на интернете, хотя это классно.
Information,
you
know, that
ты
is great, but you have to do something that
чтобы Бог воспользовался.
For God to use it.
Бог будет пользоваться именно этими ключами.
These keys. Use them. As well. Use them.
Все.
Everything.
Все, дорогие, движется чьей-то информацией.
Beloved, is moved by someone's information.
Кто-то донес,
someone,
что кто-то решил донести, что машина это хорошо.
Car is a good thing.
Не так ли, да?
Isn't so?
Донес информацию
brought
до
this information to us
и сделал реформацию в транспортировке.
In the way
и мы знаем
of transportation.
Это компания Ford и еще там некоторые до нее. Мы знаем, читали историю
we know the story how in 1800s or so, so at the end of the century,
beginning of 1900s,
this industrial movement started. And of course,
всякая новая структура всегда преследуется предыдущей.
Is always
you know,
hunted by the one that was before it. Remember that church, no matter what you would give right now, before you, there was this idea, but in another very, in another way. There was a way of transportation. There was, before that, transportation was walking,
потом транспортировка была на каких-то осла.
Donkeys.
Потом придумали
then,
повозку,
you know, carriages with horses.
И это было типа,
and
ну,
that
как,
was like,
как motorhome.
Like
сейчас.
A motorhome right now or something like that.
Типа, ты идешь, там you, дискомфорт,
there's all this comfort and the door opens.
Окна не опускались.
Windows did not go
нет.
Down. They didn't have that.
Все-таки двери
but
открывались.
But the doors would open.
И ты в комфорте.
And you're in this comfort. You're driving.
Там сидит мужик.
And then there's
ну,
a guy,
сидит.
An engine, you know.
Лошадей гонит. У него два фонарика светятся.
He's got two lights.
И мы уже видим, куда-то они
and,
ближе
you know,
подобрались.
And we see they're getting closer.
А если мы уберем этого мужика?
And they say, what if we take this guy with the horses away?
И поставим туда маленький паровой движочек.
Engine. It still looked the same. The carriage looked the same, but instead of the guy and the horses, now they had, there's an engine. And you're thinking, wow, cool. And you know who resisted that at first? Guess who? Who resisted the engine? The guys with their horses.
Производил, знаете, выводил лошадей.
The ones that bred horses.
Потом стали на забастовку производители хомуто. Знаете, это хомута, где хуп на лошадь,
упряжка, and, you know,
потом производители
повозок, потому что теперь повозки никто не заказывал. Carriages because nobody orders carriages or all of this equipment that was needed before. Now they have engines, and guess who we are attacked by right now?
Алло!
Hello!
Очнись!
Wake up!
Производителем! Мы атакованы производителем прошлой продукции.
The ones that have done previous products.
Перемена неизбежна.
I say, change is unavoidable. A generation has been birthed that is hungry for supernatural. And if the church will not give it to them, no other psychics will give it to them. You know, witchcraft. Why don't you take a look at movies that are done right now? People transform into wolves. Hello, werewolves and whatnot. Just take a look at all this. Vampires and what half of the movies are was a supernatural transformation and shape-shifting and different things that nobody even pays attention to that in movies. You know why? Because before that, nobody heard about that.
Там женщина,
there's a woman,
я помню, там, помните,
I remember,
там,
remember
это, там, корсет, там, это, она бедная,
corset back in those dresses.
Знаете, маленькая выточка
and,
появилась.
And they
знаете,
made this
типа,
like a V-neck.
Там грудь на 2 инча стала.
And they could see
что,
like someone, you know, of the woman's chest and was considered pornography.
Почитайте историю.
Why don't you read the history?
Почитайте историю.
Look, read history.
Маленькое оголение
Small
руки, маленькое
showing
оголение
of
где-то, все, это уже
hand or an ankle that was considered, wow, that's horrible.
Я не говорю о том, что это хорошо.
I'm not talking about that that's bad or a good thing. I'm just stating facts here. And we have to understand that God is so hungry for his people, but to do what we do or we're dreaming of doing, you have to be totally sold out to Christ. Some people try to hold on to the, physically to the old format, but you cannot live with your spirit, the new format, a new generation of glory. God will take them through their lessons and they will be totally dedicated and sold out to him. This is what we preach. This is what we say. A generation of his glory. And God will do signs and wonders. We prophesy about it for years and years and years, and prophets prophesy. Generation that will live in the glory, and the signs and the wonders that will live in the glory. And we, little by little, we experience that as a church, isn't it so? As a church, we try to foretaste and say, Lord, this is something awesome.
And
God is not somewhere in a book or like as a Bible. God is not somewhere out there. We understand that he is that individual that wants to live with you always. He is taking us back into the garden. Adam, where are you? Right now he's calling you back. His creation, where are you? Lord, I'm busy. No. Adam, where are you? You, human being, where are you? Man, this is that is his plan. That's the plan of God. Not to make you into some sort of machine of signs and wonders. No, everything will end. What he needs for you to come back as a son or a daughter. He needs to take you back. That's the process. I cannot be happy while a son or a daughter of God is in slavery. And our mission is to set them free so we'll be happy together. In the family of God, isn't it so? You say, God has called me. God has called you for a certain amount of time to accomplish some sort of goal, to do something. But the main thing is to be next to him, and that's it. That's it. Nothing is simpler than that. And God does not want you to share you with alcohol. He does not want to share with you with pornography. God does not want to share you with evil things. He wants to have you for himself, and that's it. All of you. Who is he? He is the one that has created you. He's the designer of everything that you have and who you are. What right does he have? He has all the rights. The same way as when you have created something, and you know what? Americans have it. It's called copyright. Who understands what is a copyright? It is a right. To have this, for ownership, for a copy of this creation. You are the owner. No one has that right. But it is what he has created. He gave his will, and you know what? And that creation went and sold itself. myself. And then God had to redeem. And you know the whole process of restoration. But right now, beloved, if we don't take this information, we will not achieve much. Beloved, believe me. Right now, it is the time to move, time to spread out, pass out this information. Beloved, you know that the name devil, Satan, he knows what he does. His name, the devil, we said what it is from the Greek, the one that throws ideas. I don't get it. Can you imagine all of his function, his whole name, and who he is the one that throws ideas,
diabolos.
Devil in ours. The one that throws ideas, he knows what he's doing. Throws and throws and throws until this information or an idea does not become a part of a society or goes amongst the people. Or somebody has to stop it. How church has to understand this moment? We have God within us. We have answers from God for many different questions. We are those that people are waiting for, those that are people are crying for. We are the ones that have to take that information. Are you able? Do you want to? Are you hungry for that? I understand that I'm maybe speaking not to many, but to those that understand what I'm saying right now.
Мы с вами не воюем.
We are not battling
с глупым существом, напротив, очень умный противник.
Silly or dumb creature. He knows the power of an idea. That is the method of God, by the way. And the devil just copied it. Copied that method as well. Guess what is taken over by the devil right now?
Средства массового...
You know? Ways... of taking information. We have come close from thousands of channels. Christians own maybe 100 of those. But if you take that 100, what of it is godly, we'll probably grab our heads from fear. Beloved, hello.
И вы смотрите, что дьявол с самого начала,
from the very beginning,
by knowing, он увлек третью часть ангелов за собой. Он делает
angels with him.
Он знает, что такое средство массовой информации.
Ways of mass information. He uses it all the way.
А мы боимся наше свидетельство кому-то рассказать.
To testify.
А мы боимся рассказать,
we are afraid to speak that God is alive. That is what some people do not understand.
What is it?
Only Шаповалов has signs and wonders? No. But when are you going to speak about them? Hello.
Oh,
we have it as well. I don't see it. I don't hear it. Where is it? Show it to me. Show me your God. Amen.
I
show every day my God. I show him every day. Oh, we have as well. We have as well. Nobody knows that. We are known. Why? Because every day we post information on the site. There's information.
And
destinies and lives are changed. Why? Because God is using that information. Before Bible was typed up, it wasn't that spread out. Catholic Church has taken over that idea that Bible was not, you know, nobody had it. The ones that had the Bible were the ones, the dictators that told what to do, and they were controlling people. Before Martin Luther, a reformer, got up, we know this whole process, then Bible was translated into a decent language, not Latin, and the move of God started all over the world. And every one of us, including me, and all of you who are here and those that will be born, we owe our thanks to Martin Luther. All of us. We owe him a big thanks because that man has done something that many who did not even think of doing that. He simply just write down those pieces, things, and his ideas and his revelations. And you might say, you don't have a lot, but if we all would do what we were born to do, spread out this information about God, listen. You know, if they will say, hey, we have stuff happening to us as well, it's just that they're posting it. Who knows about murders? But about the thing that families are being restored, that God resurrects, nobody knows that. Look at the news. A lot of people think that Reformation Revolution, it comes fast. It's not so.
Может, сам процесс захвата зимнего дворца был очень быстрым.
The Winter Palace that happened fast, but preparation for that moment it was quite lengthy, isn't it? So why don't you take any tyrant or any reformer? For Martin Luther to reform, it took years and years, long time. Only then we understand that a Lutheran church was born. Hitler, years and years. If you read his biography, you want for just for information purposes, there are moments that we just have to know and learn.
Beloved,
people that for many, many years when they were small would get these ideas. There, they received this idea and became part of this idea. We're living as empty people. We have potential of the Creator that, and God has made us as beings that can create upon this earth. We have great potential to change everything around us by using right methods and instruments. What do we do with our great gift that is called life, beloved? What do we do with it? What do we do with it?
Самое уникальное, что на тот день, на который был объявлен пост,
week that we have said,
меньше всего людей в церкви.
Week has been called for fasting. We see people that are missing. You explain that to me. Everybody knows, because everybody was here last time. The room was full.
Мы знаем почему.
We know why, right? Amen. We know why.
Почему?
Why?
Потому что это.
Because that is the price.
Потому что это.
Because that is the price.
И кто-то даже не способен на это.
And someone is not even able to withstand that. When the whole generation dies, you know what, I'd rather not come this week. I'm busy. Hello, beloved. This is why my heart is crying out. This is why my soul is in travail. Where are we? Who are we? Where are we going? My God. How much did you dedicate your life to him? I know one thing. Generation is being risen. That generation, they're raising up. They will not raise up here, they'll raise up all over the world.
We will speak
until it will happen.
И даже чья-то лень и несерьезность не остановит никого здесь.
Amen.
Молитва и пост.
Prayer and fasting will happen.
Бог изменит.
Will change this church. God will change our lives.
Мы будем стоять в пролом.
We will stand in the gap.
Мы будем молиться 24 часа в сутки. Мы будем говорить и делать.
We will speak and do.
Бог.
Why? Because God wants to change something. We will do things that other people don't want to do. And that's why we will be rewarded like no others. Believe me. Success of revolution and reformation will be according how well the leader or that individual will speak and let people know, bring the right information. Jesus said, Mark 16:15, go all around the world and preach the gospel to everyone. And those that will be baptized will be saved. And those that
его идея насчет того, какая должна быть эта земля, его церковь и наше общество. И я посвящаю всю мою жизнь тому, чтобы предложить этому погибающему миру идею Бога.
I give all my life to bring this one idea from God to this generation. To speak and speak until what God has showed you happens. Amen. Give Him glory.
Давайте мы поднимемся.
Let us arise.
Давайте мы поднимемся. Просто поблагодари его.
Just thank him now.
Это будет неделя войны.
This will be a week of war.
Это будет нелегкая неделя.
It will not be
Я попрошу
easy
сейчас
week.
Никого, тех, кто желают войти в пост и молитву,
those of you that want to join in with our fast and praying, don't leave. Yet we have to do something. Dear Jesus, I ask you to raise up your army all over the earth. Raise up the army all over the earth, even those that hear me now.
они тоже будут идти в пост, потому что Дух
will be joining us in fast.
Захватит чьё-то сердце.
Because Holy Spirit will capture someone's heart.
Господь, я прошу тебя.
Lord, I ask
пусть
you.
Пусть придёт твоя жатва.
Let your harvest
пусть
begin.
Пусть придёт твой успех.
Let your success.
Пусть придёт твоя
come.
Слава, Иисус.
Let your glory come, Jesus.
Пусть придёт твой огонь.
Let your fire fall, God.
Мы устали.
We are tired of seeing destruction.
Мы устали видеть то, что дьявол крадёт.
The devil stealing this generation. Raise up people. Those that have jealousy for your after your house. Raise up those that are not careless and those that care about this generation. I know there's not many of us. I understand that there's only few of us. I understand those that decide to let go of their life and sacrifice their life to God, but there will be more of us. There will be so much more of us. Because someone will not agree with devil's lies. Someone will not agree with the devil's dance, agree with what he's saying.
Someone will not agree with what's happening around us. Я прошу тебя, Дух Святой,
I ask you, Holy Spirit,
подними свое поколение славы.
Raise up your generation
подними
of glory.
Подними свое поколение славы.
Generation
подними
of glory.
Свое поколение
raise up
славы.
Generation of glory.
Мы молимся.
We pray and we ask.
Мы говорим и говорим.
And we speak and speak.
Подними людей
raise up people
идеями.
With mighty ideas from heaven.
People that will reform,
those that will not be afraid to speak the things that you reveal to them. Raise up generation of glory, glorious generation. Raise up those that have agreed to walk to the end, those that go to the end. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Спасибо тебе, Иисус.
Thank you, Jesus.
Спасибо
thank
тебе,
you, Jesus.
Бог, дай нам жажду и голод.
Give us hunger.
Дай нам жажду.
God, give us hunger and
верни нас в состояние огня.
Take us back to the place.
Господь мой, силы и славы.
Fire and glory.
Состояние твоего поклонения.
A place where we worship you. Take us back to the place of worship. Take us back to the Holy of Holies.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, мы призываем, Господи, это
we call upon this generation in this prayer. Call upon this generation. We call upon all those that hear and see us to prayer and fast. Let your purity come. Let your anointing come. Let your glory return back to the church. Let your glory come. My God.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Kera bara baba rika boro sura bara ra shira rika bara baba rika boro sura bara ra she. Yeah! 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 Церковь ходатайствует.
Church intercess today. This Sunday is unusual. We are intercessing for this generation. We're asking all to come in warfare, fight. Oh God. Oh Lord. This new generation will be birthed. This generation of glory will be birthed. My God. Raise up. Your children.
Gospel! Gospel! Gospel!
духовной брани. Начинается неделя духовной брани и поста. Аллилуйя! Я призываю все тело центра трансформации быть начеку. Отложить сейчас все свои игры, шутки и отдых. Мы идем в духовную брань. Мы идем в духовную войну. Эта неделя будет великим-великим столкновением с силами тьмы. Мы верим, что Бог всегда был победителем. И те, кто стоят на Его стороне, никогда не будут посрамлены. Победа за нами. Мы прочитали последнюю книгу Библии. Победа за нами. Мы прочитали последнюю книгу Библии. Победа за нами. Мой Бог. Аллилуйя. 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 Господь, аллилуйя. Революция неизбежна. Сейчас время занять сторону. Революция и реформация неизбежна. Тело Христа должно встать. Тело Христа должно встать. Реформация неизбежна. Тело Христа встанет. Во имя Иисуса Христа. Во имя Иисуса Христа. Его слава идет на эту землю. И мы должны быть готовы. Должны быть готовы. Приди, Иисус. Принеси свою славу, святость, чистоту, непорочность, посвящение, голод и жажду по чудесам и силе Твоей. Мой Бог. здесь открытое небо. Мой Бог.
Time of for offering.